Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, dog bites can happen with even the sweetest, cuddly, furry little dog. And sometimes it happens very quickly, very unexpectedly. It's things that we need to teach our children about dog bite prevention. And for adults, we're going to talk about here, owners, what do you do and how do you keep your children safe from dog bites? My guest is pediatrician Dr. Corinne Cross. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's talk about dog bites. They're pretty prevalent, huh?
They absolutely are. Every year, 4.7 million Americans get bitten. And half of them are children. So it's something that we definitely need to talk about.
Okay, so first most important thing people need to realize, any dog can bite, correct?
Absolutely. Some people will tell you that there are different breeds that bite more often than others, or that their dog has never bitten anybody. And those are all wonderful things. However, any dog, if put in a bad situation or if provoked, can bite.
So what's the first thing we want to teach our children? And while you're teaching our children, you might as well teach adults, too, because these are the same rules that apply for adults.
Yes. So what you want to think about is that you want to keep in your mind all the time that even family dogs can bite, and that most children are bitten by dogs that are either a family dog or a dog that they know well. So you want to make sure that you're never leaving children alone and unsupervised with a dog. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're teaching young children not to tease or hurt animals. You want to always teach them to use their gentle hands, and you want to supervise them when they're doing this. You want to realize that there are certain times when dogs are more likely to bite, and this is when they're not feeling well. So if a dog is sick, you definitely don't want to have a child touching it or approaching it. Dogs are also more likely to bite when somebody takes their toy or their food, so you want to make sure that you teach children not to take a dog toy away, not to go and, you know, play with their food while the dog's trying to eat, because dogs are protective of those things. And you also want to make sure that you don't bother a dog while they're sleeping. Dogs wake up groggy just like people do, and they may bite.
Okay, so that's really good to know, because we actually just recently got a dog from a rescue, and we had to teach our children that when the dog is sleeping, you don't go up to that dog and just start petting them, because they freak out, especially one that's not used to being in the home and being that trustworthy. So now the dog parks are everywhere. And if you've got a dog and you're going to these dog parks, kids just assume that all the dogs in the dog park are there to play and be happy. And speak about that a little.
Well, you always want to make sure that when you're approaching a dog, particularly a dog that you don't know, that you first talk to the owner. You don't want to assume that any dog, just because it's out having a good time, actually likes children or people for that matter. Some dogs really enjoy young children. Some dogs have had bad experiences with young children, so they don't want children around them. So you want to make sure before you approach a dog, even a very pretty, fluffy dog, that you go and you ask the owner, "May I pet your dog?" If the owner says it's okay, that's a good sign. But next, you need to make sure that the dog seems like it wants some sort of interaction. If a dog walks away from you or sort of is turning away from you, the dog doesn't want anything to do with you. So you don't want the child to pursue the dog, to walk after it, to chase it because the child wants to pet the dog. That's not a good idea. If a dog wants to be pet, he'll stand there and he'll wait for you. You also want to make sure that you let the dog sniff you first. That's their way of saying hello. So you want to hold your hand out and let them sniff your hand or sniff your body. You have to be okay with them sniffing you if you want to pet them. So you want to teach your child that. And then there are safe ways to pet a dog. You want to make sure that you're not putting your hands near the dog's face. So little children, they like to touch the nose. Dogs don't like to be tapped on the nose. So you have to teach your child, touch the dog on the side where it's less intimidating.
Okay, so you teach your child the correct way to pet a dog. You teach them not to go down to the dog's eye level and look at the dog right in the face.
That's right, because when you stare at a dog right in the face that way, they take that as a threat.
They take it as a threat. So now if you are the owner of a dog, what do you want owners to know about children coming around their dog?
Well, everybody likes to say my dog loves children, and that's not always true. So owners need to to really understand their own pet and need to, owners, it's almost like parents. Parents know their children best. Owners usually know their dogs best. They know if their dog is starting to feel uncomfortable or whatnot. They don't want to put their dog in a situation where the dog isn't comfortable. If the dog doesn't look like it wants that many people around, then you know what? The owner has to be comfortable saying, you know what? Not today. I don't think he feels like being pet today. And so they have to feel comfortable doing that. Owners should also, dog parks are different because those are places where dogs are allowed to roam free. But in general, when walking your dog around the neighborhood, you're supposed to have your dog on a leash because dogs can, you know, see another dog and become, they can start barking and, you know, they can cause a commotion and they can just be more likely to bite. So you want to make sure that you have your dog on a leash. You want to make sure that you socialize your dog so that your dog gets used to people. You don't want to leave your dog tethered up in the yard. And you definitely don't want to approach a dog without an owner who is tethered up because that's a bad idea.
Now, what do you want people to know about if, okay, you know, your child's running around at the park and some dog is off the leash and goes after your child because, you know, your child looks like a bunny rabbit running around. And what happens if an attack happens?
So if an attack happens, first you want to separate your child from the dog. That's absolutely the first thing you need to do. And then you want to attend to your child. You want to assess whether this is a superficial wound or whether it's a deep puncture wound or, you know, a much more serious crush injury. If it's any of the more serious injuries, you, of course, call 911. For a superficial wound, you want to wash it immediately with soap and water, and you want to do this under the pressure of a faucet. A faucet has a lot of pressure, and so it will remove debris from the wound. So you want to do this for at least 5 minutes. You want to leave it running under the faucet. You don't want to scrub the tissue, because the more you scrub back and forth, the more you damage the already damaged tissue. So you want to leave it as much intact as possible. Next, you want to apply some antiseptic ointment and then cover it with a bandage. For deeper or puncture wounds, you want to make sure that you basically wash it the same, apply a clean bandage, but then you're going to need to call your doctor. Puncture wounds, deep bite wounds, hand wounds, they all usually need preventative or prophylactic antibiotics.
And do we still do like rabies shots in this case?
Yes. So what you also want to do is make sure you find out about the dog. So it's great if you can get the name of the owner, the address of the owner, and if you can, you want to find out if the dog is up to date on his shots and if he's had his rabies vaccine. So you want to make sure that you find that information out. Of course, you want to attend to your child first. When you go to your doctor, you're going to want to first discuss, you know, whether or not you need stitches or anything like that. You want to know whether or not you need antibiotic prophylaxis. You also need to know if you've had a tetanus booster recently or if you've been vaccinated for tetanus at all, because that's one of the things that the doctor is going to need to assess, whether or not you need a booster. And then lastly, whether or not you would need a rabies vaccine.
Okay,
and rabies immunoglobulin.
Now, in the last minute that we have, Dr. Cross, wrap it up for us about dog bite prevention and teaching our children to be safe around dogs, whether it's their own dog or somebody else's.
The best thing that you can do is, honestly, is to just be gentle with dogs and make sure that you are responding to the dog. If the dog does not want you near them, that you don't go near them. If the dog looks like it's enjoying being pet, that you pet them gently. That's the best thing that we can teach our children, is to be safe around dogs and to never leave them unattended.
And teach your children how to pet dogs and not to go at them and not to pull at them and not to wake them when they're sleeping, go near their food or if they've got puppies, because these dogs are going to be more likely to be on the defensive. And remember to teach your children to ask the adult, is it okay to pet your dog? And always make sure that they do that, because you just never are quite sure. So it's all about prevention. Rather than what we do if it happens, let's prevent it before it happens. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics and their consumer website, healthychildren.org. Remember, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.